The NSTB just held a press conference, and what they told us is that they tested the circuits along the tracks between the Fort and the Tacoma Park Station. Now, these circuits operate all along the tracks, and these are what relay information from the tracks back to the trains, alerting them, for instance, if there's something in their path. Five of those six circuits tested fine. They found one circuit close to the point of impact that showed what they called an anomaly. They say what they're going to do now is put a six-car train onto the tracks and test it tonight to see if they can reproduce that same anomaly. But that could be what contributed to this terrible accident is the fact that this circuit is supposed to relay information back to the train and act as a failsafe to let them know that something is in their path. Now, they also said the FBI has found some cell phones in the area, trying to determine if any of those were the driver's cell phones so they can check if the driver was on the phone at the time. There's no evidence to say that she was. They're also asking for people who might have had video or pictures of the accident. They did go to the local businesses in the area to see if there were surveillance cameras. There were no surveillance cameras that caught any of this accident. They have also set up an interview with the driver of the struck train. That driver was just released from the hospital today. He will be interviewed by NSTV inspectors tomorrow. But the real headline out of this press conference today was that one of the six circuits in between the Fort Totten and Tacoma Park stations seems to have possibly failed, certainly had showed an anomaly. And this would be the technical aspect of the train. They said there's two things that keep the train from running into another train: the circuits and the actual human beings that are driving the trains. And if one or both of them failed, it could lead to something like this. They would not say whether they have instructed Metro to test all of their circuits throughout the system. They did say that this circuit had had some recent maintenance on it within the past week. They're also saying now that this circuit is very much a point of interest for their investigation.
So, did you just say the circuit in question had maintenance just in the past week?
In the past month. I'm sorry if I misspoke. In the past month, this whole stretch of track had maintenance, and included in it was maintenance on this circuit. Now, again, there are six circuits in between the Fort Totten station and the Tacoma Park station. Five of them tested fine, were operating completely functioning properly. One of the six showed what they are calling an anomaly. They wouldn't say that it failed or that this is definitely the cause, but they're saying this is very much a point of interest for them. One other thing they were able to confirm is that the brakes had been applied 300 to 400 feet prior to the point of impact. They can tell that because there's bluing on the tracks themselves, and they say they found between 300 to 400 feet of bluing right up to the point of impact, which further substantiates the theory that the operator did, in fact, apply the emergency brakes prior to the crash. You'll recall yesterday in the press conference, they said that the emergency brake mushroom button inside the operator's cab was in the depressed position, which means it looks like the driver did try to activate the emergency brakes. As you know, the train was on autopilot during the time of this accident.
Is there any concern, or should people be at all concerned about the other sensors, because those are all through the system? For people to be worried?
NTSB was asked that very question and refused to answer. They said that they are here to investigate this specific incident. That's all they investigate. That's their only jurisdiction. That's their only function here. They wouldn't comment on the system beyond what they are investigating right now. I called Metro right after the press conference to ask them if they were going to go back and check all their circuits. I asked how many circuits are there throughout the system. If there are six between two stations, there must be, I'm guessing, hundreds of these circuits throughout the entire
system. A lot, yeah.
Some of them are hundreds of feet long. Some of them are short. They tried to give us a circuit 101 briefing so that we could understand what they are. But basically, this is a technical component of the rail system that relays information from the tracks back to the drivers and back to the command center. Part of that information that it relays is whether or not the track in front of you is clear. And that seems to be, well, it doesn't seem to be, it is what they're focusing on right now. And in fact, they're going to put a test train on those tracks later tonight and run it through there to see if, in fact, they can recreate that anomaly. They said they tested the wheels from the cars that were still remaining on the striking train, and none of them showed flat spots. And if you can imagine, a wheel is round. If it had a flat spot on it from wear and tear, that could cause a derailment. Of the five trains that they could inspect, that the wheels were still intact, they found no such problems there. So they also said that there is a mechanism that the trains have that keep them from ramming into one another and then doing what you saw, that kind of accordion, you know, spiral on top of one another. Those safety devices also operated properly during the crash. So far, all they can find that was not operating properly was this one circuit in question, which they couldn't tell us exactly where between Tacoma and Fort Totten it was. They would only say that it was close to the point of impact.
And looking ahead to a week's worth of rush hours, do we have any indication when the red line may be back to normal?
I did ask Metro that question because NSTV says they have now handed the Metro tracks back over to Metro, that they are wrapping up their on-site investigation. NTSB will only be on-site for another day or so. They said that this was going to be their last on-site press conference, even though this was held in a hotel in Maryland, not necessarily at the site of the scene. But they said they won't. The further information will come through press releases. Metro spokesman just told me that they don't know when they're going to reopen the track because they have to go through and test the tracks themselves for safety before they actually allow them to reopen for full service. So Metro is not saying how soon it will be before the red line is back open. NTSB said they were open to conducting some further tests on the weekends when the tracks were not as heavily in use as they are Monday through Friday to try to help mitigate some of the rush hour problems that they've been having. But right now there's no indication when the track will open up fully again.